need to find somewhere to set up camp. It's getting real dark and we've had a long day of foraging food.
Come on, Gilbert. Stop being such a wimp. We can make it back to the village before nightfall, as long as we keep up the pace.
You know I don't do well with these long treks in the snow.
Yeah, I know. You're a big baby. Always need your weak, frail wife to protect you.
I just want us to be safe. You and I both know the storm can swallow us whole in the blink of an eye, and who knows what else lurks deep in these lands.
Aw, come on, Gilby. What's gonna happen? A big, scary monster's gonna attack us?
Shut up. Hey, Brooke, do you see that?
Yeah, I think it used to be someone else's house. It looks abandoned. Let's head in for some shelter.
Honey, something doesn't feel right. I can't help but feel this place isn't abandoned. It feels like we're being watched.
Don't worry, scaredy cat. No one would live here. Besides, you're just being paranoid as usual. Let's set up our stuff and get some rest already.
Brooke, I wish you would take me more seriously. What happens if my hunches are correct? Like, this could be the difference between life and death.
Gilbert, enough with the crazy talk, okay? Let's get some sleep and continue in the morning. You always overthink things and end up losing sleep over it. So please just calm down already and...
Did you hear that? What the hell was that? It sounded like it came from above.
It was probably just the storm from outside, Gil. This house is pretty run down, and there's bound to be plenty of small animals that come here to seek shelter. Come on, let's just sleep.
All right.
The axe. Come on, wake up, Brooke. There's something above us. Grab the damn axe.
Huh? What are you talking about?
Shh. Listen.
Yo! What is that thing?
I have no idea. Where's my axe?
Here! Brooke, I really don't think you should fight that damn thing. We need to run.
Don't you see the situation we're in, Gilbert? There's no way in hell we can run through this damn blizzard in the middle of the night. For once, can't you just face something head on instead of running?
It's not my fault you always need to charge into everything mindlessly. Just for once, please. Watch out! Huh? Are you okay?
Yeah, thanks for saving me. Run to the forest up ahead. You might be able to lose its sight in the trees.
I think it's gaining on us. It's hard to run in this thick snow.
I think we lost it. I don't see it back there, but keep going.
I think we lost it. Thank God.
Yeah. That was too close for comfort. Remind me to not take my chances in this hellhole ever again.
Seems we're not too far from the village. I recognize this area for my weekly food runs. We need to be walking westward.
Hey, Gilbert?
Yeah?
I'm sorry for lashing out on you earlier. You're right. I was just being impulsive and not thinking straight. I should have listened to you from the start.
Don't worry about it, honey. I'm just glad you're safe. Also, you look freezing. Here, let me hold your hand.
Thank you.
Hey, you over there. Did you eat anything?
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I can't make out where it's coming from, though.
Gilbert and Brooke, Is that you?
It's just the village guard, Remington.
So early. When is that guy not on watch?